What's good about it? Curiosity, patience, courage, an eye for detail, stamina, minds open and alert to alternatives, the ability to live with paradox, a bringer together of utterly disparate people, places and ideas. In an age of uncertainty, of polycrisis and systemic collapse, these are the qualities we need. Obedient, efficient, predictable, linear thinking won't work. More of the same won't get us out of the mess we're in. Which is why cutting back on the arts and downgrading them is astonishing. Observation, communication, and noticing are fundamental to being able to galvanise groups of people to tackle threats and surprises. Crucial leadership skills that the arts can inspire and provide. While the conventional image of the artist is often someone who is lazy and somewhat infantilised because they're allowed to play around, the reality is exactly the opposite. Energy, nerve, decisiveness, daring, discipline, stamina. When walking across ice, don't stop. Ideas are just proposals. They can come from anyone. What matters is that only the best idea wins. It's a radical, embodied form of writing and rewriting. Now some quotes. The search for knowledge is not nourished by certainty. It is nourished by a radical absence of certainty. That's the physicist Carlo Rovelli. I like being alone. Call it idleness, procrastination, gestation. These are all underestimated. You have to tolerate nothing happening, but nothing happening is something happening. That's the filmmaker Mike Lee. Talent is insignificant. I know a lot of talented ruins. Beyond talent lie all the usual words. Discipline, love, luck, but most of all, endurance. That's the writer James Baldwin. If you put a musician in a place where he has to do something different from what he does all the time, then he can do that. But he's got to think differently in order to do it. He has to use his imagination, be more creative, be more innovative. He's got to take more risks. That's Miles Davis. And finally, income derived from all the arts in the UK in 2022 was £109 billion, more than twice the income of the pharmaceutical, aerospace and automotive industries combined. What you have to watch? Perhaps unsurprisingly, the book contains numerous examples of writers, musicians and artists pursuing their work, not every one of which will be interesting to everyone, but the inspiration they provide is universally useful regardless of its source.